Here's a thought I'll title, Sometimes the Meaning Requires Time. During one of the first Christmas holidays after my divorce in the late 1980s, I found myself compelled to drive over to Eastern Oregon on Christmas Day for a little photography. It was cold, it was snowy. Fortunately, the roads were clear and the landscape was beautiful. And I had planned to go over and spend some time photographing in Eastern Oregon simply because I knew I would have the time. My kids spent Christmas Eve with me and they were on Christmas Day with my ex-wife. So early that morning on Christmas Day, I got up and headed over to the sagebrush country. I drove a couple of hundred miles and I made one image that day. It was a picture of a snowbank that had a winter tree growing from the middle of the snowbank up probably, I don't know, maybe 40 feet in the air, all by itself, alone in the snow, no other trees, no other rocks, just this one tree poking its way up out of the snowbank. Looking back on it, I realize the symbolism was pretty obvious. But at the time, it thoroughly escaped me. It took years for me to understand what that image was and how it was a representation of my feeling alone on Christmas Day without my kids. Eventually, I did see that hidden meaning, that symbolism, that metaphor in the photograph. And in a funny way, it changed my relationship with photography profoundly. It was the first time I really understood the idea of photographing from the inside out, which isn't the solution for every photograph in every situation, maybe not even every photographer. But for me, from time to time, it's the answer, to photograph from the inside out. And as a matter of fact, most of my best photographs, at least in my estimation, were photographed from the inside out. In a funny sort of way, another thing that image taught me that has significantly influenced my photography since then is that sometimes a photograph can be personally valuable, personally meaningful, a door opening in our own creative life and self-exploration, yet can have no impact beyond that. I've shown this photograph a dozen times or so over the years. No one gets it, no one likes it, no one cares about it, but to me it's an incredibly important, albeit personal, photograph. And that photograph taught me that that's okay. It doesn't diminish its importance at all if it's only meaningful to me and no one else appreciates it. That may be a true statement about most of my photographs, most of any of our photographs, if the truth be told. If we're photographing for someone else, it's probably because we're pursuing some sort of commercial enterprise and we're trying to produce what we think other people might want to own and buy. But those images may have nothing to do with any personal revelation or using the art life to explore our deeper self or to understand some of the challenges of being alive and our emotions and reactions to events we encounter in the world. That solitary tree growing out of a snowbank was not the photograph that I went to Eastern Oregon to make. I didn't really go to Eastern Oregon that day to do anything other than to look, to feel, to have the day to think and to experience. And that photograph came out of that day. And now, looking back at it, I realize what an incredibly important photograph it was in my creative growth and how I had accidentally uncovered the seed of a kind of photography that would propel me for pretty much the rest of my life. That kind of photography requires a certain amount of time, and we may be impatient in our fast-paced, multitasking world for those kinds of images to develop. But when we allow ourselves the time for them to do so, we may find that a simple photograph can be a meaningful point of understanding or maturing in our own artistic process.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.